It's a great honour for me. It's the highest honour I got in boxing, Greg. I've led many a team, European schoolboy championships, youth championships, all over. And this is the biggest honour I got yet, you know.
And you know, obviously all fighters put in a great deal of effort for their competitions, but this is the pinnacle of it. These are the worlds.
These are the world championships, you know, and there's a lot at stake this time around too, Greg, because it's the first time that there's prize money, you know. The medalists, all the medalists, the gold medalists, I'll receive $100,000. For a silver medal, $50,000, and for a bronze, $25,000. So there's a lot of stake, and every man will be going to give it his best, you know. A seven-man team going, you know, and they're a very, very good team.
Has there been a little bit of, controversy or confusion about actually sending a team in the first place?
There was supposed to be a team going, and then there wasn't a team. It was topsy-turvy for a wee while there. They weren't sending a team, so they cut the team down. There's 13 weight divisions, Greg, and they cut it down to seven. There's seven boxers. There's seven boxers going out to Belgrade, you know, on Friday morning. There's a party of 12 of us going, seven boxers, three coaches, the president of the association, Dominic O'Rourke, and myself as team manager, you know. So hopefully we hope they come among the medals when we're out there, you know.
What is your feeling about prize money? Because, you know, there'll be some that might, you know, like no money in it, because that's, you know, it's an amateur sport, and maybe people get involved and compete and train for different reasons, and if they want to make a few bob, they go on to the pros then, and the elite do. What's your personal view about prize money being up for grabs in this amateur competition?
Well, it's hard to know what way it would go. Greg, I think it might be okay, and then again, it might not, you know. But it gives boxers a good lot of incentive. It's big money stakes, you know. But then you don't know what way the whole thing's going to turn out when there's money involved, you know. As they say, money's the root of all evil, and we really don't know what way it'll go.
So you're sort of wait and see.
It's just wait and see. This is the first championships ever that there was prize money, you know.
In your last, you managed the Irish Squad in 2015 to the European Elite Championships in Bulgaria. People will recognise the names of Joe Ward, Dean Walsh, Michael Conlon, among others. Some of them went on to have further success as well. Do we still have that richness of talent, do you think, at amateur level in Ireland? Are the new guys and girls coming through, Frank?
We have a lot of.
Oh, Peter, sorry. I beg your pardon, Peter.
We have a lot of budding young boxers here in Ireland at the minute, and some very good. We had 13 great champions there at the recently ran the elite championships in Dublin. You know, we have 13 weights there, and we're 13 champions. It was all very, very good. You know, and we had even a champion here from Donegal, Greg.
Yeah, indeed, and that was an amazing performance.
Paddy McKee from Letterkenny, you know, but he's very young, like he's only 18, like, and his day will come, like he's a very good talent as well, you know.
You're just fading a wee bit in and out on us, Peter. If you could just move the mouth a little closer to the phone, that would be great. Obviously, your priority now is going to be on this huge competition and maximising, you know, our possibilities. But you'll be keeping a close eye on, in person perhaps, in fact, as... to another famous amateur boxer who's doing well in the pro ranks now. That's Jason Quigley.
That's right, Greg. He'll feature on one of the biggest nights ever for Donegal boxing when he boxes now for a world title in Boston on the 19th of November.
And what a challenge he has! He's facing Demetrius Andrade. Now, Demetrius Andrade is a very, very good boxer, and he's the type of boxer other excellent boxers don't want to take on. And you know what? As a result of that, this door has opened for Jason. But as you say, I mean, it's hard to think of a bigger night for Donegal boxing and even Irish boxing. You know, if he were to pull this off, it would be one of the big nights for Irish boxing.
That's right, Greg. But I would see Jason Quigley. I'm with a great shout here, you know. Maybe Andrea's overlooking Jason Quigley, you wouldn't know. Personally, I think if he gets through the first five or six rounds, he can go on and win this title. And the better the opposition for Jason Quigley all over the years in his distinguished amateur career, the better the opposition, the better he got, you know. And he's the most decorated Irish amateur middleweight boxer in the 110-year history of amateur boxing in Ireland, you know. So he's in with every chance. There are a lot of people writing him off, the armchair experts write him off in one thing and another, but you just have to wait and see. It's very, they're hard to forecast. Every man's in with a good chance on the night. One punch can change everything. And
he's not a rank underdog either. I mean, you know, the industry sees him as in there with a chance. And we have seen, you know, this year alone, at least three or four upsets that would be much bigger than this upset, for example. So, I mean, we have cause for optimism here.
That's right. You've seen Big Joshua there just lately, and one thing and another. These boys was all just had a matter of turning up, and now they're dethroned, like, you know what I mean? And Jason has it all to look forward to, and he, as usual, he'll be in great shape. He'll be at a good camp now, and one thing and another, and he'll be prepared on the night, and there's nothing bigger for him, you know, and hopefully that he can bring the WBO belt back to Trey Connell again. You know?
God, that was some job. All right, listen, enjoy the IABI World Men's Championship experience, and then, of course, I presume you have a ticket for Boston as well.
I'll be ringside there, Craig, with the help of God.
You will, of course. Listen, thanks very much. Congratulations. What a couple of months for you. And a just reward for all of what you've contributed to the sport over the many years. So thank you for that. And as I say, the best of luck with everything, Peter.
Thanks very much, Greg. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Peter O'Donnell there.